Were you often frustrated with the idea that seems like everybody is an expert when it comes to education? I singled out the school board, but we have state legislators, too, who believe that they're experts in education. And they're not. They're not professionals. But they are in a seat of power. But there's something going on there that they're in charge, but they don't really know the business.
Well, everyone has gone to school, so they have their own perception of what good education is. Oftentimes, they don't take into consideration what others need in the way of good education. Most of these people have been successful in school. They've been the athletes, we'll say the upper echelon of students in school, and so the school has met their needs. What they don't understand is the needs of others are not being met. And in many instances, as I said earlier on, I always equated it in many of my presentations to the fact is, why is it that kids in kindergarten go to school skipping and singing, and by the second grade they want to stay home? The difference being that some of the kids adapt and some don't. Well, my guess is that those proponents at the legislatures continued to skip and sing on their way to school because they were satisfied with what was happening. And so maybe it's more to the other element that our attempts at innovation are directed.
Today is 2010. Do you have an overview of education today in our district compared to the 70s when you were TPS superintendent, the 80s and 90s? You've certainly stayed interested in wanting to know what's going on.
I had the opportunity, if you will, to look at it 13 years apart, going back in 89. The basic difference, again, was the size, the enrollment that we had. I think the diminishing involvement of parents has been, it continues to be, a growing problem. I don't know whether this is frustration from the legislature about schools or what, but the increasing mandates that come from the legislature as though one size fits all. We have schools with such a range of enrollments and needs, and of course their lack of adequate funding. Those kinds of things continue to frustrate me. I see those as continuing problems. On the bright side, we see kids achieving. Washington High School as an example. You know, there are other schools that are doing the same thing with lesser number of students. They don't get the publicity. But overall, I'd say that those are the problems, the legislation issues, maybe the parental support in some instances, the technology, the frustration we have with utilizing the technology at the present time. If I were starting all over again, that's what I'd focus on, is technology.
The family involvement. If a family does not support a child when they come home, asking them about their homework, what can I do to help you, supporting them, if a family does none of those, the chances for that child, unless they're really exceptional, are not very great.
That's true. It takes a village, if you will. And the overall involvement of parents in the lack of support is one thing that I've noticed over the years that's greatly increased.
We love to hear politicians speak, education is the answer, education is the answer. Yet when it comes to them voting for funding, they don't seem to come through on that. There's also a disconnect there.
Absolutely.